That was awesome, Sister Minor. I thank God for the healing.
Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Come on, clap your hands, all your people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, I said he's a mighty God. God's not dead. He's alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart. I feel him all over me. God's not dead, but he's alive. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I ain't going to preach. I'm just going to testify. My darling was already preaching. Amen. How many believe in miracles? What a powerful testimony. I was so worried at that time. I'm just going to jump on her testimony. At that time when we was praying for my granddaughter, you got to know that the mother of that little baby had lost a son some years ago, our grandson. How long ago that's been? A year ago. So, and then the mother of the baby that lost a son a year ago, her mother died. So she's just had a lot of situations in her life. So when that call came, I'm on a lawnmower, Pastor, but it's not as big as that one right there. Man, that's a big lawnmower. I'm on a zero turn. It ain't that big. I'm on a zero turn, and when I get the text, because we're excited, it's a new baby, and then they said there's a cyst on our brain. And I'm thinking, man, her brother died. This is just not good. And I'm thinking, and I'm on that zero turn, Pastor. I hope that the people's grass I was cutting, they didn't have cameras. I am weeping. I mean, they don't know I'm a preacher. They just think I'm cutting grass. But I'm out there on 6 acres running wide open on a 72-inch zero turn, crying, talking in tongues. Saying, God, you've got to make a way. You've got to do something. Listen to me. It wasn't nothing, but in a little while, I get another text. How many like them texts when it's some good ones? My little phone said, beep. I had to look, almost crashed. I looked down and saw it, and they said, the cyst is gone. I've come to tell somebody he's a mighty God. Amen. I said, there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. There's a little song we used to sing. Whose report shall you believe? Listen, devil, we believe the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am filled. His report says I am free. His report says victory. Amen. I said the devil's a liar. Sit down. I got one more thing. We were in a church. We was at our old church. Amen. Years ago, there was a brother, Brother Skaggs. He was sitting in the back, and the preacher came and he preached. Listen, this preaching stuff is some good stuff. And the title of the message was, Go Home With Your Miracle. Now, I don't know how many people. We had to have at least over 400 people there. But Brother Skaggs, Pastor, had a lump in his throat. Not on the outside. See, you got to know that this Jesus, this Holy Ghost we got, he can do stuff inside of your body. You ain't always got to feel something either, sis. Brother Skaggs is sitting in the service. It's over 400 people. He's got this knot in his throat, and he listens to the message. You know how the service is, it goes on. He's in the car with his wife on the way home, and he goes, he doesn't say anything. Somebody said, that's pretty bad. That's pretty nasty. Guess what? Miracles can be nasty at times. He didn't even look at it. He coughed it up, closed his hands. When he got home with his wife, tears began to flow. He said, honey, look what happened. I'm telling you, in that service, he received the word that said, go home with your miracle. I've come to tell somebody, when God speaks to you, you got to move. Anybody else might not step out, but you got to move because he is a miracle worker. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! So grateful and thankful. Y'all just didn't adopted us. We belong to y'all. Hallelujah. We love your pastor. and his wife. They're so sweet to us. I had nine, and I'm about to be done. But we're going out to eat, ain't we? I got to check on this, man. I ain't come all the way now. It's got to be a deal in here. I got to get some. But later on, my wife will say, babe, you said that? I'll be saying some crazy stuff. Yeah. We went to Red Lobster last time. I'm not even a Red Lobster guy. But I got in there, man, and I think it was fish or something I ordered, and I thought, man, I'm a Red Lobster guy now. Amen. How many is thankful for the kingdom of God? Amen. I am so thankful. Would you just slip your right hand up? Pastor's about to come to dismiss us. Amen. I'm thanking God for the family of God. I thank you that I get to be a part of this family, Lord. I thank you for this people. I thank you, Lord, for the leadership here. I thank you, Lord, for just letting us be able to put another log on the fire. I thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the miracles that you're performing in this place, Lord. Thank you for the direction of this church, Lord. And thank you for what you're doing. And somebody say, in Jesus' name. One more time, can you clap your hands? All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Love you, Pastor.
God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he not said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Yes, Lord. If you were prayed for today, as we go home or we go to the restaurant, wherever we're going, just be thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Symptoms lie. Jesus tells the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your healing. And use us, Lord, to be a witness today. My wife is coming to close. First Lady of Faith Worship. You guys are something else. That was a testimony. Wouldn't you love to hear him now preach if that's a testimony? That's 20. Oh. There's your invitation back. Love you, Jordan.
Let's all give God a great shout of thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for meeting with us today. We receive your glory. We walk out of here with the glory of God on us. In Jesus' name.
Shake somebody's hand. Love somebody. Bless somebody, build somebody up. God bless you. Let the Lord use you today.